Zaps. 149. Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. This is your host, Chris Forges, the Chris Forges vs. the Beast podcast. Hi. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. If you could do so before we start, I'd really appreciate it if you guys could subscribe to the channel. I believe it's on top. It's very close to the top of where my name is. All that. If you guys are checking out the channel, I'd really appreciate it a lot. Also, give me a like. Check out all my channels. Give them all a like. That would really help out my channel. So thank you so much. It is 11 a.m. in the morning. Another beautiful Wednesday here, January 2022, in beautiful Orange County, California. And for all you new guys who are just tuning in, all my new followers, subscribers, and just lurkers in general, I do have books available for sale. These are my novels that I've written. My first one I've ever written, Bay Eyes, right here, available. Available for sale on Amazon. I'll show you the very first one. If you go right here, check out my mouse, it's in the center right here, going right to my About Me section right down over here. If you go down over here to the blue link, here's Bay Eyes. Right there, very cheap, it's a novella, very short story. All great reads. I've actually written all these from my imagination, so just amazing stuff. All the artwork and all that stuff on the outer title and all that kind of stuff I drew myself. All correlates to the actual book itself. There's me right there, the main character right there, just hanging out with one of the other main characters. You can't see it, but it's kind of centerfold right there, but that's actually one of the main characters right there. We also have, so that was Bay Eyes. This one is The Damned, available. These are all actual physical paperbacks that you can actually purchase from Amazon, because I published them all through Amazon. Here's The Damned link. Look at my cursor right here. Goes right to it. There we go. Here's The Damned, my second novel I've ever written in my life. Purchase that over there through that link. And also, we have A Hawaiian Haunting, my most prized one yet, that every single reader that's commented on it, say it's a great, great read. It's over 50,000 words. My first real novel I've ever written in my life, right here. And I also have about seven more books coming, working on the way. Also as well, I'm going to X out of these links, Amazon links, if you'd like to. Also as well, we have a Borges Bay 1 right here. And if you guys would like to, it goes links right to my Borges Bay 1 is my eBay store, and I have a plethora of things. If you'd like to support my channel, support me and my channel, what I do, I really appreciate you guys. If you guys bought something, just as an appreciation gift or whatnot, just you know, and I'm sure that I have a ton of stuff in there. I'm sure you guys would find something you guys like. We have an entire electronic section full of gadgets, widgets, all kind of cool stuff. I'm filling up the store daily. So I just called my folks, messaged them last night. And my mom's actually gonna send a whole huge bins of stuff through Cargo Freight, and just gonna bring all my items and stuff from the storage downstairs and all that. So the cameras and accessories also. A lot of I have tons of cameras, tons of accessories. Games, consoles, games, all that stuff's coming. All the gaming, all the consoles, all the games, and all the accessories and whatnot. As you can see right here, just a couple of PS2 games and whatnot, just junky stuff right now. But every single day, I fill up stuff at the store. You have music gear, accessories, toys, play cards, board games, and just clearance and inventory in general. Just super cheap stuff for peanuts for you guys. If you guys have to buy that kind of stuff, just very cheap. Cheap, cool little knickknacks, things, trinkets, all that kind of stuff. So Borges Bay 1, new items every single day, fast shipping, amazing deals, and that is very true. That comes to my store. Every single thing that you buy over here is same day shipping or the very, very most next day, one business day shipping. So as you can see, just for example, we have tech decks, we have Apple Cinema displays, we have shoes, pen reels, vintage pen reels for fishing lure reels and all that kind of stuff for when you go casting out your stuff. A wide variation of tools. Auto mechanic tools, house building tools, electronic tools. We have car parts and stuff like that, like two piece car belt cover, non-slip fluffy safety belt, shoulder pad, little things that you put on top of your car seat belt, I guess. We have cameras, video games, vintage and newer, beanies, solar banks, puzzles, drumsticks, a lot of music gear we have here. We have even trailer hitches, whole bunch of game, board game stuff, backpacks, more finer in detail tools and stuff like that, webcams, plush dolls, banties. The list goes on and on and on. So definitely, I'm sure you guys could find something you guys like. So if you like to support channel, Borges Bay, my channel, just go through Borges Bay 1 on Zombie Apocalypse, Pandemic Survival, and check it out. See if you guys like something. I really appreciate it. So first thing we have up today for the for Zaps, what's been going on? What's been going on right now? First, I'm gonna go donate. I'm gonna go try to donate today, just because I usually do every few weeks, or at least every few weeks, or I try to donate just to build up some money right now for the moment, just to have a little extra income, and it helps people out, so it's a win-win for everyone. As well as I'm gonna try to go play some live music outside at the beach today. One thing, when I play live and stuff like that, it's nothing crazy. It's not like a big event. It's not like there's a whole bunch of people. I do draw big crowds every now and again because I've been playing for so long, and sometimes people just really enjoy just hanging around and checking it out. Or sometimes there's actually really massive crowds that you know, especially when I'm like on fire and I start playing really good music and stuff like that. Everyone's in a great while. And like people just enjoy it, just whatever I'm doing. Every once in a while, I'll draw really huge crowds, and it's not a scary thing for me. I've been doing it even when I was a really little kid. I've been busking and like jamming and stuff like that, and playing music and stuff. So it's like it's not a big deal when there's a massive amount of people around me. I really don't. It doesn't bother me at all because I'm just used to it. Played in a lot of bands, played a lot of festivals, a lot of venues, a lot of bars, restaurants, house parties, beach jams, all that kind of stuff, live sessions, done a lot of recording studio work with a lot of famous artists and stuff like that. So I'm very used to that kind of spotlight on me. The thing is, I honestly don't enjoy it. I really enjoy just the peacefulness. I really enjoy just not the craziness. I really enjoy just being outside in general. It's like to soak up the sun, be at the beach. I don't do it to gain attention of any sort. I really just love to make music, first and foremost. And if you ever come pass by and listen, it's usually just soft stuff. You know, it's usually just soft rock or just very simple tunes. It's not like anything crazy, intricate, you know, unless I feel like doing that. But usually it's just me practicing vocals or just practicing, sections or riffs that I'm trying to work on for a new song or this and that. So yeah, that's what I do. I do plan on incorporating my computer and stuff for drum machine work, and just having background synths and all that kind of stuff to add to the music and stuff like that, because it gets crazy. Like once you know, it's really intricate and raw when you have a guitar, an acoustic guitar or whatever, like a harmonica or like another cat with you singing or jamming or whatever, playing drums or another guitar or acoustic bass or whatever have you. I mean, it gets really interesting, but so I'm saying it's like it gets more and more interesting the more sounds that you throw into the mix, you know what I mean? So my main deal though is when I'm jamming is I'm upgrade my skill level as far as just raw acoustic jamming goes, because if it sounds good super raw, it's gonna sound even amazing once you start throwing in a whole bunch of instruments and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I do. I work on my raw stuff mostly when I'm outside, but do plan on incorporating a lot of synth work, computer work, using my laptop as just for my drum machine tracks and all that kind of stuff, or just loops that I have that I want to incorporate in a song and all that kind of stuff. So I will be, my plan is to be building a solid actual live acoustic jam set list for You May Fading Down the Sunset. If you guys don't know, I do have an official artist music channel. I have the little note and everything of that right next to it, official artist music channel, verified by YouTube and DistroKid and like recording companies, all that kind of stuff, paid for the licenses and all that kind of stuff. I'm an actual musician in America. I've sold many CDs, many singles and all that kind of stuff over the years, live in person through Squarespace or just through through a transaction or whatever have you. I've been paid by bars, festivals, venues, all that kind of stuff to play music and all that kind of stuff. The thing is, it takes a while for me to build up to that point again where I'm at, where, you know, it takes a lot of work to remember a whole set list, whether it's, you know, you're doing like a 5-song set list or a 10-song set list. You know, it definitely is a performance, you know, and it's kind of like a machine. It's like, you gotta be, at least for me, I don't know about anybody else who performs or plays music or whatever, but for me, it's like this, it's a process. I can't just, you know, it's not like some, like, it's not like a restaurant owner or a bar owner could come up to me today and be like, "Hey, we need you tonight to play 10 songs or whatever, play You and Me Fading Down to Sunset, acoustic list, raw acoustic list, or whatever." That doesn't work for me like that. I need time to prepare for that, a very good amount of time. Like, I'm talking like I probably need like a at least a few days or a week, 3, 4 days, 5, 6, 7 days to practice the set every. Practice to run through every day to actually play it correctly. You know what I mean? That I can remember. Because there, I mean, for me, it's memory. But the most of the thing is just the physical aspect of moving the fingers and all that kind of stuff when I'm jamming. It's just muscle memory at that point. So it's just like I gotta just do it a lot to run through the set list, and then when it's time to go, I'll just get up on stage and it clicks. It just goes. It's just like a machine, like I said. So yeah, I can't do that right now. And the thing is. What I'm trying to build up now is a really good acoustic raw set list, so that it's very interesting and intricate throughout the whole set list, whether it be 5 or 10 songs that I'm doing, and for the whole out for this whole third album, and I plan on really honing in, focusing on it, and really work. So that's what I'm doing when I go to the beach right now. I'm just practicing. I'm just literally just fiddling around. Most of the time, just fiddling around, trying to make really cool sections and all that kind of stuff. Cool sections for songs, find little nuggets of good ideas for songs and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sifting and I'm jamming, and I'm just running through songs most of the time. Just running through, singing, practicing my singing, my vocal range, my volume levels. There's a lot of things going on. It looks like I'm just kind of just messing around or just kind of just doodling, but there's a lot of more. It's very more intricate than that. Like I'm learning how to adjust my volume levels throughout the sections of the song. I'm learning how to incorporate my vocals and my lyrics and stuff while I'm jamming. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in my mind while I'm actually playing. And for the finished product, when I actually, you know, jam and do the song and all that kind of stuff, and everybody claps at the end, they're like, "Oh, that was good," this and that. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, when it's all said and done, what I'm trying to do at the very core of this whole thing is get a large distribution of my third album. So this third album is going to be actually a real album for You and Me Fading Down. Obviously, two Burning Together is actually going to be the very first song. That's the song that I've written so far, that encapsulates what I'm going to do for You and Me Fading Down with the Sunset. That's going to be reimagined in this third album as the first song for sure. So I'm gonna have to make at least another, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs for this album for sure. So I got a lot of work ahead of me, a lot of ideas, nothing hashed out yet, in stone. But for me, it takes a long time to make a song that I'm satisfied with. It takes a very long time for me to concoct a song. You know, there's a lot of chipping away, there's a lot of jamming, there's a lot of practice time, all this and that and the other. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, is basically working on my third album, and the end goal is to get about 1,000, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 copies of this third album to have physical CDs for distribution. You know, whether I'm selling it on, you know, my eBay store, my Amazon store, local reselling, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, OfferUp, Mercury, Letgo, all that kind of stuff, or I'm doing it on like, or just, you know, doing live acoustic shows, and I just have a little, you know, a little tray or a little basket, you know, while I'm doing live performances outside or at the bar, at the restaurants or the venues, whatnot. I'll have like a whole bunch of CDs, maybe some merch, maybe some band tees, some stickers like that, you know, the basic stuff and all that kind of, the small stuffs. And you know, this is my baby band. This is my you know, this is a long time coming. This is not the full-fledged my band I'm gonna keep forever. This is I'm almost 100% sure, 90% sure, this probably is just like a baby band to get into my real band, probably to find my bandmates and all that kind of stuff. So this has been a long time coming, from the band name to the the recordings to all that kind of stuff. It's all building up to probably getting into my first real band. And even if it doesn't happen, I'm perfectly happy and fine just jamming, just doing Yumi Fading. I mean, it's a pretty sick name for a band, this and that. And I may keep it for a long time, I don't know, but right now at the moment, I honestly feel that this is just the baby band for a really big band that I'm gonna start up for. So we'll see. Only time can tell. So I just have a really good feeling. I just have a really good feeling with the way it's been rolling. With everything, just with the songs and with the feedback and all this kind of stuff and the energy that's starting to brew up. I'm starting to see from my friends, family, and just followers and stuff like that. I'm seeing a lot of positive feedback. Hearing a lot of positive things. Like everywhere I go, they're like, "Oh, you're a really good singer," or "You're a really good songwriter." Oh, that song's money. Like just my friend who plays music. Tours all year long, Europe, America, all over the world. Like he was like, "Yeah, Burning Together is fucking money, Chris." Shit. That he's like, "That's money." Like for sure. Like you can for sure if you can play it live and stuff, I'm sure a lot of places will let you play for sure if you can nail that song every time. But you gotta build up a full set list, not just one banger. You gotta make like 10, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 bangers. And that's one thing, and it's not easy. It's not easy to be original. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean? Of course, I can regurgitate and like do covers, but the thing is, the sickness and the curse of me as an artist is, I'm a fan of all the greats and stuff like that, and all the amazing designs, sound designs and stuff like that, and all the amazing albums and all the amazing singles and songs that's come out before. But that's not my aim. That's not my goal, is to stare at that beautiful painting my whole life and try to, I guess, camouflage myself, or to, try to be a part of that in some way, or try to, I guess, copy that in some way. I'm not a cover artist. I don't copy other people. Like my thing is to be original. That's the main foundation and the focus of my band is to have original songs, and the only way that there's only one way, through it. Is literally just through hard work and just to chip away at it every single day until you get a nugget, and until you really get into that zone of just pure jamming every single day, pure working, drilling, mining, hustling, working, just doing it every single day until you create something that's literally is original and it sounds good. It's a lot easier said than done. Let's just put it that way. So that's what I'm doing right now, just working on the music and all that kind of stuff. Overall, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Got money in the bank. I got work every single other day, I guess, or whatever, 5 days a week for right now. I'm trying to do seven, but they're only letting me do five. I don't know why. Car's fine. Little this and that wrong with it, but overall, doing good. Pretty healthy. I'm eating good. I'm like eating cookies and milk and stuff, but I do eat like really good meat and like fish, like raw fish and beef and chicken at work and stuff like that all the time. A lot of salad, a lot of cucumbers and like veggies and stuff like that, tomatoes, peppers, all that kind of stuff, hot peppers, all that kind of stuff I put inside my salads and stuff like that. So drinking a lot of water. Gotta drink more water actually. And overall, just gotta stop smoking cigarettes this year. I've been really trying to get a grip of myself and really make that happen, but it's a process. I still gotta buy a yoga mat first, and I gotta buy some running shoes and all that kind of stuff, because I mean, at least for me, whenever I try to do something, like when I stopped drinking, I had a drastic change in my life. Like I stopped going to the bars, I stopped doing this and that. When I stopped drinking and drugs, I really had to change my life pattern, and I did, and now I don't drink and I don't do drugs. So the hardest one I've been able to trying to kick is cigarettes. I mean, I smoke cigarettes every single day, and the thing is, it's been the hardest one out of everything, out of the drugs, out of the alcohol, is the cigarettes to kick. Everything else is like gravy for me. For some reason, the cigarettes is hard. It's like ingrained in me, you know, at the moment. The only way to rip that out of me is to, I have to drastically change my daily routine, is what it is. And you know, I don't feel like I'm winning at all. I actually feel like I'm losing every time I smoke a cigarette, because I know it's just bad for my lungs and stuff, and I can feel it in my chest and all that kind of stuff. It's not good for me. And you know, I remember my folks used to smoke too. Like, even when I was younger, I remember my folks always like had a cigarette, or my dad had a cigar or whatever, smoke a cigar, my mom had a cigarette, this and that, all the time, you know. And you know, I remember they didn't quit for a long time, for many years before, just like how I'm doing now. So I guess it's in my genes, maybe just from a pattern. But I'm ingraining a different pattern into my life, and I've been listening to a lot of like motivational speakers and just really inspirational people that just, they don't smoke, and they tell you why they don't smoke, they quit smoking, and this is how they did it. And they usually say, you know, for the most part, just do a lot of exercise, fill that time up with more work time. As far as just like doing your home businesses, or do yoga, go to the beach, get out more, go running, go jogging, stretch, you know, do pull-ups, sit-ups, go surfing, go hiking, go to music shows, go to theaters, you know, theater houses and all that kind of stuff, go to plays or whatever. Get out more and go do stuff, you know, instead of smoke. You know, whenever you feel like that, I remember one motivational speaker said, you know, whenever you get that urge, jot it down, and then as soon as that urge comes about, immediately cross it out and put something in place of that you can do besides smoke. You know, so everything is just like, instead of me smoking right now, I'm gonna do this. No matter how hard it is, whether it's I gotta go outside and run a mile, or 5 miles, or 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles, or I gotta go, you know, go to the beach, you know, to get some sun in, get some water in, jump in the ocean, feel the sand and the water on my body, you know, and all that kind of stuff, or go surfing, you know, or whenever you get that urge, that is the moment to, you know, to, fill that urge with another urge, you know, because what it is it's urges. Right now I'm not gonna do it. Of course I'm gonna smoke today, I'm gonna smoke tomorrow, this week, but I'm getting to that point where I'm learning how to fill that urge with another thing to do besides that. And I'm getting to that point where I actually feel like I'm ready to quit, like stop. So been a long time coming. I mean, it's been a long spiritual process. Like, I got my spiritual board up, my spiritual guide paper up, and all that kind of stuff, and I have like my calendar and all this stuff going on. So the thing is, it's been a long, long time coming for me to actually stop smoking, and I honestly feel like it's coming close to a head to actually be able to stop. And that's a major victory. It's a major win for me, when it happens. You know, I you know, right now, so right now I have my vape. So what I'm doing is, I'm buying my last pack, I think this week or next week, and then I have my vape right here. So this is my vape, and I'm gonna start vaping, and then slowly, after the further weeks, eventually drop the urge completely. And then fill it with something else. Whether even if I have to just sit in, lay in my bed and just write my book out, or if I have to do computer work, or if you have to go outside and run, or put my yoga mat down and do yoga, or just literally just lay in bed and watch a movie or play a video game, whatever it is, you know, there could, because there's no excuse. If you know, there's no excuse. Like, if you want to do something, you know. Because, you know, because this is really a two this is a two-headed beast here. Because what it is my mind, my actual present mind, my focus at the moment is wants to smoke. My primal subconscious, though, the all-seeing eye, the being that's kind of like puppeteering me, and it's kind of just up in the air, and he's kind of just watching over me. I guess you call that my spirit, just or whatever it is. It's telling me, for the totality of your life, I know it's in your best interest to just put down smoking for good, because it's just better for your overall life in general. Not for the moment, you're gonna hate it for the moment because you want to smoke, but for the totality of your life, it's actually healthier to not do that. That's what my subconscious is telling me in the back, and I know it's the right thing. So there's a there's that. There's that. There's the immediate impatient present me that's just like, I want to smoke a cigarette now. This is cool. I like this. I enjoy this. It's really, really enjoyable. But the primal subconscious in me, the all-seeing, thing, or just the spirit in me, is telling me that knows the greater good. That's patient, that's peaceful, that's all-encompassing. Knows that doing drugs, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, gambling, all that kind of stuff, and fornication, or just whatever with girls in general, just like, just being seduced by women in general and all that kind of stuff is not good for one's life. I don't know about anybody else's life, but I'm just talking about my own in general. Not good. My subconscious being knows that, and it's a very high rule in my mind. That those are just not good things to partake in ever, like literally just to block it off. So that's what I'm battling right now. I'm not battling it, I'm just putting up walls, laws of my world, you know what I mean? Of my life, you know what I mean? Just walls of that. Just don't entertain it. Don't think about it. Don't think about the drugs. Don't think about the drinking whenever it comes about or tries to entertain the fact that, you may want to just try it for a second. I don't even let any of that in. I just completely just build a wall of that in my mind. And even when people come up and ask me, surprisingly, just unexpectedly, "Oh, you want to do drugs? Do you want a beer?" I immediately either just say no, or just no thanks. Just don't want to. It works every time. And I notice when I'm really deep in it, into my life, and I really, really am in the zone, and I'm not doing anything bad, and I'm just doing everything right, I notice my life starts improving greatly. Always. It's always on the up. But I notice as I keep going up, and every single day, I grind, I till the land, I work, I chip, I chip, I drill, I mine, I keep going forever. I notice as I'm going through it, all that stuff, all those opportunities, or I guess, things, they get more and more drawn to me, that energy, that spirit, that vibe, The world is definitely ruled by dark principalities, if you read in the Bible. And I notice the more I do good, the more I get offered free drugs, the more I get offered free alcohol, free cigarettes, free bad stuff, every and any bad thing you can think of, comes my way, absolutely for free, you know what I mean? Or for a great deal. Every time I notice that. And what it is, as they say in the Bible, if you read the Bible, when you're actually doing the right thing, you end up becoming in this very dark place. You end up becoming like a light that shines everywhere. You shine in the darkness. And what does that mean? All the dark entities want to make you dark again. because that's just how the that's just the way it is here, in this plane of existence. And is it easy to get sucked back into it? Of course it is, if you let it. You know, it's literally just hanging off of a decision, yes or no, one or two. And the thing is, you can't just, you can't, the thing about it is, with all that kind of dark stuff is, it says in the Bible, don't even entertain it. Don't even entertain it. The idea, the thought. Literally down to the thought. Don't even entertain that as a possibility, you know? That literally what it says in the Bible for anything bad, you know, any kind of bad stuff. Don't even entertain it. Don't even think about it for one moment of your existence. Let it go, you know. Be aware that it's there, you know, and be ready to say no, thank you, and no way, Jose, you know, obviously, but just don't even think for one moment that it's cool for just for one try or this and that in 1 second like that. Don't even let it, you know. Zero cracks. A wall that is completely sealed from top to bottom. Just no, it doesn't exist, you know. Just no, it's not there. The drugs ain't happening. Not it is not corrupting my farmland. Okay? The reason I know about this is because I've lost everything about three times over in my life, from my money to my businesses to my you know things, my music gear, all that kind of stuff. I've lost my things three times over, very important things. And why? It's because I didn't understand all these things that I know now. And when I went through it, it sucked. I mean, it was very bad, you know, bad time, but it's what I needed to go through to understand to get to the point where I am right now. So all of it really is just actually a blessing in disguise, even when you mess up. Because you have the chance to next time to make things right. And this time, my next time is I'm for sure on the right path now. Of course, I learn new things and I make mistakes every single day, but I learned a great deal about the many big mistakes that you can make in life. You know, I had it all wrong before when I was younger. Now I'm getting closer to the right. And that's one thing is, you know, it's very tough. This life is very tough. It's very super hard. You know, my mom, I'll even say one, you know, I'll even tell you guys this, even my mom today. You know, as much as I love her, she's weak. You know, she messaged me this morning telling me about minimalism, about, you know, everybody says they're working this and that. You know, and to tell you the truth, you guys, I've never seen my mom really work super hard in her entire life, or maybe she just doesn't know how to. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I love my mom to death, and I'm not downing her for anything. I'm just saying I know that whatever she thinks is working is not working. I know that, you know. I've seen it because I had to live under her. And it's, you know, you think I like to say that about my own parent, about my mom? No, I don't like to say that she's weak, but I know that she is, and she doesn't work, you know. Maybe for my dad's a hard worker, he works every single day nonstop. My mom, but you know, tells me that everybody says they work, and I'm gonna be a minimalist. I'm gonna give all my things away, this and that, and you know, I mean, for one, what the hell are you talking about? Getting rid of all your stuff and being a minimalist is gonna help you out in life? Are you fucking crazy? You absolutely insane. That's the first thing that came to my head. And do you think for one moment that I like to say this about my own parent? Absolutely not. But I'm gonna speak the truth, you know? She doesn't work as hard as one should. Now, the thing is, I'm not a girl, so I don't know how girls operate and think. Or the whole thing, I'm a guy. The thing is, if you ask me, giving all your stuff away and being a minimalist doesn't help out the fact that every single person on earth needs like $10 million to be okay in life. Everybody knows that. And she thinks the answer is to go minimalist. To give all her shit away and have like a clothes and a bed and this and that at the house, and it's just like, oh my God. That's the first thing that comes to my head is, and I'll let her know later how I feel. I'll tell her the truth. It's not like I'm just, you know, telling you guys about this and like hiding it from her. No, I'm gonna let her know in just a second, as soon as we have a day to talk, how I feel about that. But the thing, it could, because I love her, I'm gonna tell her the truth of how I feel. I love my mom to the end. You know, I would die for my mom. I love my mom a lot. The thing is, she's been there for me through everything. And, you know, what can I say? She's my mom. But the thing is, it really, really upset me when she said that this morning, because I know that's not the right way to go. Because I've been down that road that she's talking about. The fucking, I'm just gonna just have nothing and I'm just gonna just work and this and that. For one, work. Okay, I'll tell you guys this right now. Okay, and I come from a place of very hard times. Very, very struggling. Like, didn't know shit and thought I was doing everything right. Okay, so let me just put it this way. Even if you work 10, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's not enough. Even if you're making $15, $20, $25 a day, it's not enough. And we all know that. There's dental bills, there's medical bills, there's emergencies that happen, whether you get really sick and you have to go to the hospital, whether you have to get surgery done, whether you have loved ones that you need to take care of. Whether you own a house or not, whether you have high auto insurance payments and you have to pay gas and food and drinks and snacks, and you have to, on top of that, you have this whole mountain of shit that you need and want, you know, and vision if you have glasses and stuff like that, and just everything else in general. We all know that. Okay? So then you ask me, the next question is, okay, Chris, so if working every fucking day for 10 or 12 hours a day, all fucking day, isn't enough, then what is enough? Obviously, what is enough is you need to have at least a few businesses, preferably about 10 or 20 businesses going on at the exact same time. So when my mom tells me, you know, working her cooking job in Alaska, you know, full time, whatever, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, probably, I'm assuming, you know, and she's telling me she wants to go minimalistic and this and that and fucking have nothing and just have like a laptop and a bed and this and that and clothes or whatever and a fucking night lamp, you know, ain't the answer. It ain't ever gonna get better. You know what I mean? So, the only way it is going to get better is if you have a full-time job you're working all the time, plus 10 or 20 businesses going on at the exact same time, and it's actually working and successful. Obviously, right? So, then you ask me, okay, Chris, how do you get to that point? Well, first of all, you have to
Not
say, well,
quite
first of all, well,
ready.
first of all, you have to save money. And then once you're done saving money, and then you have to buy the business supplies to actually get the items. Or you can just start doing reselling and start buying things for cheaper and selling them for more. Or you can start making your own inventions and buying the business supplies and actually selling them online or locally. There's a million ways you can do it. There's thousands of businesses you can start up. Now, you're telling me, well, Chris, I'm just broke in general. Well, I guess that's your problem to figure out then, right? I guess you gotta do whatever it takes every single day to build up that bankroll to actually make that happen. Because if you don't, and I'm talking to every single person, except obviously for the billionaires, millionaires, and store owners and hotel owners and homeowners and all that kind of shit. I'm talking about just the 99% of everybody else. I guess that's your job, right? To make that happen. Now, is my mom aware of that? I'm sure she is. She's about 50 or 60 years old at this point. I'm sure she knows that. But why hasn't she done it yet? Well, it could possibly be for one that she just doesn't know how to do it. She physically can't work that hard every single day to make that happen. There's many reasons, right? Physical incapabilities, mental incapabilities to work that long. But the bottom line is, she didn't make it happen. She chose to not start up 20 businesses and work and to work all the time. Now look where she's at. And that's for most people. Do not be upset of the things that you do not that you did not that, that that are not happening in your life because of the things that you didn't do. Shall I say it again? Do not be upset at the things that you have not done in your that are not happening in your life because of the things that you didn't do. Let that sink in for a second. Now, if I didn't make the Zaps podcast, if I didn't make my band channel, if I didn't make my filmmaking channel, if I didn't make my eBay store or my Amazon, or if I didn't take the time, the years out of my life to learn how to do auto mechanic repairing, to do business, you know, in general, buying and selling, reselling everything, making products, inventing things, and all this and that, and doing computer work from C++, C Sharp, Ruby on Rails, Python, all this kind of stuff that I know how to do, how to make a video game, how to do this and that, make films, movies, edit film movies, use my digital canvas, write novels, this and that. Now, let's see. If I never took the time to make all this stuff in because if you look at me right here right now, it looks like I have nothing, you know what I mean? Like I have like a bed, a laptop, like a guitar, this and that. Very small things, you know. I look like I have nothing, really. But really, in my mind, I have everything. I have a very plentiful mind. Okay, I understand this situation very, very clearly. Probably more than most. Now, if okay, if I never done that. If I never done all this stuff to this to lead me up to this exact moment that we're right here right now in the present moment, if I just said, you know, and all I had to do was just say at each moment all I had to do was just say fuck it, I'm too tired, that sucks, I don't want to do that at all, I don't want to think about that, I'd rather just play video games, go on YouTube and fucking watch animation videos, watch anime and like watch South Park. Watch cartoons. Rather just go to the beach and just chill out and just smoke a cigarette and fuck off and this kind of shit. If I chose if I chose that, none of these businesses would be up right now. Honestly. You know, because it's one's choice. It literally comes down to a decision. Like a yes or a no. You know, because I didn't have to write A Hawaiian Haunting, which sold fit like, 30 or 40 copies last year for $20 a piece. And guess what? That $20 is going to be coming for the rest of my life until I die. Even probably the next 100 years after I die, my kids are alive. These books will still be selling. I'll still be making like $20 a piece off each book. And there's more coming. Don't get me wrong. There's probably like 100, 200 more books coming for sure before I die. And that's just, that $20, whatever, after eBay fees and all that kind of stuff, or whatever, eBay publishing fees or whatever, Amazon publishing fees or whatever, like they take like three, four, $5, whatever. That's $15 for free for the rest of my life. Little things like that. Now, this book right here took me about. See how thick it is? Now, every chapter from the very first word to the very last word is polished. I'm talking, I wrote the whole thing out on a notebook, piece of paper you can get from 99 cents at Walmart. Wrote the whole book out. And then flesh it out even more in another notebook, and flesh it out even more, and edited it, and edit it. Most people pay about a grand, 2 grand for a professional writing editor. Not me. Took me about 3 or 4 solid months of being on my computer, learning all this stuff, how to publish it, how to edit it, how to format it correctly, how to use a digital canvas to make this beautiful thing. The beautiful drawing that you see before you. Now, it looks like just like a, when you look at it looks like this little nothing, this little like book, this pamphlet. But the work that it took to make this thing into reality, insane amount of work. There have been times when I was doing these books, I was like, I don't want to fucking do this book anymore. I hate this shit. I don't want to do this shit. Fuck this fucking book, dude. I'm over it. There's been times I said that. But it's just business, man. It's just the way of this. This is the way. This is what the system builds. It builds foundations. It's either gonna crush you or it's gonna make you a superstar. You know what I mean? It's either that. It's gonna kill you. Or it's gonna build you into a super soldier armor person. And that's what I've become, is a super soldier armor person. I didn't get crushed. My mom is getting crushed. That's what I'm saying. She's getting crushed by this shit. And there's nothing I can do to put that into her head, because she's my mom. She's older than me. She's set in her way. She's wiser. It's not my place to tell her what to do. And on top of all of that, just in general, she's a female, she's a woman. She's a different animal than I am. So I love her. You know what I mean? I love my mom. Well, and I know I'm gonna probably upset her when I say everything I'm gonna say to her. But it's just because I love her. And she's my mom. I'm gonna tell her, Mom, I think you're messing up, And she's like, ah, this and that, da-da-da, this and that. I know what she's gonna say already. She's gonna get upset. But that's just moms for you, So that's just, as serious as that was, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just life's a little serious, but whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not really that serious of a guy. You know what I mean? I just work, man. That's all I know how to do. You know what I mean? So we got stuff to do today. The zombie apocalypse pandemic survival, this channel. Give me 1 second. Okay, so yeah, it's you know, 149 episodes and we're still in season one. And I just want to say that. gonna go donate plasma, as you guys can see on the webcam right here. Gonna be donating plasma. Gonna go to the beach and jam. But I just wanted to put it to you guys this way. Sometimes when you think you're working, you're literally at only 1% of what you're actually supposed to be doing. You're just oblivious to it. That's why when my family and friends, everybody starts running at me, you know, when I start making it big, when I start getting, you know, my albums out, and I start go playing shows, and I start making a whole bunch of money on my eBay store, and start being successful on YouTube and Twitch, all that kind of stuff, online in general, start making all my novels, and they start turning into movies and this and that. You know, when everybody starts coming at me, and they're gonna say, "Chris, how'd you do it? You came from nothing. You know the reason why I came this far is because I literally came from nothing." You know, and I think that's the best place to start. To be honest with you guys, is to be completely effed, completely fucked. Pardon my French, but yeah. It's the as sick as that sounds, it's what shaped me into the person I am today. Is literally just get out of your parents' house, or just get out of your house in general if you're an adult. Let go of your car and your rented house and your job, and just move someplace you don't know at all and start from scratch. And I promise you, you will learn the most useful foundational life skills of your life. You learn how to talk to people. You learn how to fandangle your way and survive. You learn how to every good thing in the book. You will go through hell. You'll struggle for months on end. You'll contemplate. You'll probably contemplate life in general, if you want to live or not. All this kind of stuff is the stuff of legend. Is where the true grit's at. Is where the true learning is. And I'm thankful that I experienced it many times over, you know. Left for dead, literally left for dead a lot of the times, from my folks, from family, left for dead on the streets. They don't come to help me, nothing. Literally left for dead. You know, struggle every moment of my life, nothing but struggle. Always suffering, always struggle. That's all I know. That's why I'm here where I am right now. That's why I'm so high up in the chain. And I want to thank each and every one of you. This has been Zaps number 149. Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. Your host, Chris Borges, the Chris Borges of the Beast podcast. And I want to tell you guys that I care about each and every one of you. And hope you guys subscribe to the channel. Check out Borges Bay 1. Check out my books on my About Me links. On the blue links on the below. On the hyperlinks. And I want to just say, yeah, man. Just get it into gear, man. We all know we need about $10 million to be okay. So obviously, if you ain't making at least 100 grand a year, you're doing something wrong. That's my thought. That's my honest opinion. If you don't have 20 businesses, you're doing something wrong. As far as just a money management goes. So, you know, and this is just my opinion. This is not, I'm not saying this from anybody else's point of view. This is just my own personal beliefs, my own personal thoughts. And we all know, if you really listen to what I'm saying, is obviously true, right? We live in a riptide money decline kind of a world, right? I mean, every single little thing you can possibly think of is expensive, from like from a McDonald's McChicken to a needle and pin sewing kit, you know what I mean, to a Reese's peanut butter candy bar at the store, you know what I mean. It's everything costs money. It's a streamlined riptide. How much better can I say that? It's a sound speed dragon riptide money decline. This place is a system of a down money, obviously. I mean, it's just a never-ending waterfall of negative down money, obviously, right? That's why everybody's struggling. But the only way to persevere is you have to be, your swimming has to be stronger than the waterfall that's falling upon you every single day, every single moment. That's the only way you'll get ahead, is if you're working harder than the waterfall pushing you down to drown you. That's the only way you'll make it to the top of the waterfall, to the peaceful placid lake area, to where it's peaceful and calm, is you have to learn how to be stronger and swim harder through the waterfall. Because that's what it is, right? It's a waterfall of a money decline. So, to get to that peaceful, placid part of the water, of the ocean, one needs to first be the hardest working, be the strongest every single moment. You know, because if you're not, you're gonna be struggling and probably be miserable your entire life. Yeah, and that's it. That's all I know. That's what I know for sure. And I hope you guys are working hard every single day. Because I know I fucking am. I know I will be every single moment. And try to do your best to just work hard and make money, you know? That's all you can do is your best. If you don't, I mean, all I say like this, I'll put it in like an example term. Like, why does this guy own like a pawn shop, a few companies, and condos and rental homes and properties and all this stuff, and the other guy, and this guy right here, he works, you know what I mean, like some menial job, getting paid minimum wage, and is struggling every month and has nothing. What it boils down to is the mindset. It's the mind. This is the brain. There's nothing else I can say to make this any more clear. Is that like this one does certain things that make him a lot of money, and he knows how to use that money to make more and more and more and more money. This one only knows how to make a certain little bit of money from his little thing, and then he ends up just spending it on stuff he needs every single day, so he's just always stuck in that constant nothingness. And this guy is over here making like sale, like, you know, has like a thousand money traps all around, like has over like thousands and thousands of money traps all around, and people are buying from him every single day. So there's a major difference, is what I'm saying, is in the mindset of money management for different people. Just either people just know how to do it or don't know how to do it. It's a off or on, and you can easily tell. Who owns Google? Who owns Amazon? Who owns Facebook? Who owns Apple, Disney? Remember Walt Disney? Badass drawer, animator, all that kind of stuff. People in general. You know, just it's like this one or this one. Which one you want to be? You want to be the guy who just nothing his whole life? Or you want to be the guy who has 10,000 booby traps everywhere for people to buy all his stuff, and he makes all the money? Because anybody can do it. Even anybody from any situation can do that. Can be that guy. Anybody. Even if you came from nothing. Like, I'm talking like 20 brothers and sisters in a small apartment, and you lived in the bunk bed and stuff like that with your brother or your sister, like sleeping next to you every single night, and brothers and sisters sleeping on the fucking floor, and like fucking drug addicted, alcoholic mom and dad, this and that. Anybody can be it. Or you're just straight up homeless, adopted and kicked out, and you're just on the streets and all that. So anybody can do it. Even the ones who have fucked up situations. Not, you know. And the millionaire, billionaire kids, can a lot of them fuck up too because they come from a silver spoon, so they end up just ODing on heroin and drugs and alcohol and stuff like that because they just don't give a shit because they have a gazillion dollars, and they don't know the first thing about struggle or pain. So if you ask me, the best place to come from is absolutely nothing because you learn how to appreciate when you actually do come to that stage of peace, tranquility, making money in sales. So thank you so much. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. I'll see you guys tomorrow on Zaps number 150. Take care.